Hi, it's Kasia McDaniel, and I am the home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen. Hey, everybody, it's Kasia, and today we are going to talk about a mini bathroom update before selling your house. So I want to share with you a story of when we updated our bathroom in our colonial home and kind of the lessons learned we got from that. So our master bathroom was actually split into two separate little rooms, if you will. There was a dressing area, which had a sink and a little dressing, like a vanity table type of thing. It was all one counter with a mirror and a sink. So that was one area, and that was carpeted. And then, I know, ew. And then the other bathroom, the main bathroom with a tub shower combo, shub, that's not a new word, with another sink and cabinet and a mirror and lights. And then it also had a separate shower, like a little corner one type of thing. We never did use that separate shower corner one. We just ended up not using it. We just used the tub shower combo. So we thought, well, maybe if we remodel it and make it so that it's more updated. The tile was kind of loose in a couple of spots because there was little ones. It wasn't like not as little as like the penny size tile, but they were probably about like 3x3, and they were intricate. It wasn't like a square shape. It was a really nice, pretty shape, but it wasn't anything modern. So we thought, okay, well, we'll get, and this was like probably a year or two before we knew we were going to be moving. We thought we would update the master bathroom, thinking, okay, well, you know, for us, we'd do that, right? Well, we got some quotes, and it was $60,000 for that. I'm like, oh my gosh, wow. That, at the time, too, and this is back in 2007? No, it was later than that. 2012, something around there. Anyway. So we're like, okay, well, maybe let's not. We'll hold off and we'll do something else. Well, by then, a year later, we were actually moving. So we thought, you know what, we're just gonna do something different. And what we ended up doing for the bathroom update, because the counter with the dressing area and the vanity, it was really weird. It was the old style where the counter was poured in such a way that it was a counter and then it turned into a sink at the same time. So it was like all one seamless thing. But the faucet was the kind of faucet that it was a single handle. You lift up and turn left or right for, the hot or cold water. But for the little kids, that was kind of hard for them to kind of lift up and then turn. So what we ended up doing is to help sell it versus spending $60,000 that we knew we would not get back. We ended up replacing the counter in both sink areas. We actually got some leftover like scrap material granite that we got from a local granite place. And we got new sinks, new faucets. And we've got new lights because the lights that were in there were those Hollywood style lights, you know. So of course that made it dated right there. So we replaced those with some more modern fixtures. And then we changed out the door handles on the cabinets because they were kind of old, and I want to say they were black or something, and we replaced it with something more, you know, chrome, modern looking ones. And then we painted the cabinets white because they were kind of dingy looking anyway. They were kind of a cream color, so we painted them more white. And the granite was more neutral colored, kind of a light beige, gray, brown, something like that, if I remember correctly. It was a while ago. Gotta find some pictures now. So we did that for that one bathroom area. And then the other bathroom area, the one that had the tub shower combo, we really did a whole lot more in there because there was this one long, ugly what was supposed to be a little shelf that had sliding mirror type doors, if you will. It was a long, probably about 5 feet long, so about the width of the vanity. And then it was probably about 6 inches tall, maybe. So you could put like, it's like a mini medicine cabinet. And there was one that was in the wall too with a mirror. So there was like mirrors everywhere in that one corner. So I'm like, no, we got to get rid of that shelf thingy. It just didn't do any good. We got rid of the medicine cabinet, and then we replaced the regular big, huge mirror with a nice framed one, and then replaced the lighting in there. So overall, we did all that. And then the last thing we did was we had to regrout the tile, because again, the tile was kind of dingy. So I found something, I want to say something at Home Depot or Lowe's, like a grout cleaner type of stuff, and made it all look really nice and white on the flooring and everything too. So once we got those finishing touches done, then I can go back and then stage it with blue. So I ended up adding, some blue like rug in the bathroom, a blue waste basket, a blue flower thing over the toilet, some little blue hand towels, those types of things, because the bathroom was kind of a white, off-white kind of a color. So it looked really nice, and the upgrade was not $60,000. It was probably close to about $2,000 by the time we got, you know, the granite in there with the sinks and the faucet. And just, you know, the touch-ups and updates and things like that. So we got the granite done. We got new faucet fixtures. We got new lighting. We got new mirror painting and door handles. And then just, like I said, the little accessories and stuff like that. So maybe a little over $2,000, but definitely a lot less than the $60,000 makeover for a bathroom. And you can easily do that for your bathroom when you're trying to sell your home too. If you're not going to go the route of changing out countertops, because maybe that's just not in the budget, and that's perfectly fine. There are many other things that you can do for, you know, that cost, you know, less than $100. You know, get a new shower curtain, get new towels, you know, things like that. Take off the clutter off the countertops. We did a little more construction, if you will, and rip things off the wall. But in some cases, most cases, you don't have to do that. Maybe you have to paint a wall instead, you know, and that's, you know, $30 a gallon for a gallon of paint, you know. But so that was the bathroom update. And in the end, we found out later that the owners, when they moved in, they remodeled that bathroom, which I'm like, oh, thank God that we only did, you know, just a little bit enough to get it sold versus what was in there, and then they did whatever they want. So sometimes you do have to kind of gamble with, well, just spend a little bit just to make it a little bit nicer so that it's sold, and that house sold within 4 days and above asking price. So that was that was a great deal, because it was in a really nice area of Virginia. It was definitely a great time, and it was in October when we sold it. So to have it sell in a non-spring season in 4 days above asking price, we were doing awesome for that part. So, if you have any other questions like that on, you know, bathroom updates, I do have a blog post about that, where we talk about what things you can do specifically, you know. As far as the latest and greatest here in Germany, we have another lockdown extension. So what we now have to do is, so the kids are now still in virtual school now until February 14th. Yay, happy Valentine's Day. So there'll be no Valentine's Day parties at school or anything like that. And now they've also told us that we have to wear specific masks when you go out shopping and on public transportation. Now we have to get the KN95 masks or the FFP2 masks. So now after this, I'm going to be going to the local pharmacy to go see if I could find one, because basically the only stores that are open are grocery stores, pharmacies, butcher shops, banks, doctor's offices. Wish me luck on finding those masks. I know those types of masks have been selling out and or there have been outrageous prices just for them. So I'm hoping there's a grace period for finding those things, because I don't know how enforceable those are going to be right away. Because if I walk into a grocery store with my cloth mask, because by the way, that's all I have and that's all I've bought over the past year, right? Now I have to get these specific KN95 masks. So we'll see. Wish me luck on that part. But yeah, I hope you guys have a great, wonderful rest of the day, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.